feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Hi there, I'm your host, Karen Alexandra. Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. And I'm so glad you're joining me today. Now, I have a special episode for you, a personal story that serves as a be careful what you wish for reminder. We often pray for things without truly understanding what that might mean. For me, this experience became a powerful reminder about where we seek our comfort and guidance in times of grief. Let me share what happened after my brother passed away. Like many, I found myself longing for a sign from him, hoping for that comforting connection. I kept hearing countless stories about loved ones appearing in dreams, delivering messages, giving a hug from the other side, and I thought, hey, I want that too. I prayed night and day, asking, Lord, please let him come to me in a dream. Then after what felt like forever, it finally happened. I remember it so clearly. There he was, standing in front of me. I was beyond ecstatic. I thought, this is it. Finally, this is my moment. I told him how much I missed him, expecting him to share some profound wisdom, something that would fill me with peace. But what happened next was not what I expected. He looked at me and said, you can come with me. Whoa. My heart raced. I thought, no, you're dead. I panicked. In that moment, the reality hit me like a ton of bricks. It wasn't the comforting sign I had hoped for. I immediately woke up, relieved. And as I lay there, I couldn't help but laugh. I mean, who knew a simple prayer could lead to such a plot twist? It shook me. I didn't want to go where he was. I wasn't ready. I had some health issues going on in the back of my mind. I even wondered, was this a dream from the devil? Was he trying to kill me? I mean, we all have a journey, but I wanted mine to stay right here for a little while longer. Thank you. That experience was a real shocker. So what did I learn? Sometimes when we ask for things, we forget to consider the consequences. It's easy to want a sign, but we need to think about what we're really asking for. I prayed so hard for a visit, but I didn't stop to think about the kind of experience that might bring with it. It was a wake-up call in more ways than one. What we think we want may often stem from curiosity rather than genuine need, or maybe it's that we don't always need what we think we do. Either way, this was a reminder for me to slow down and trust that life brings us what we need when we need it, and to be careful about asking for things without thinking them through. So, if you ever asked for something in prayer and gotten way more than you bargained for, or maybe felt like you like to retract a request or two, no, you're not alone. Reflecting on this experience brings to mind James 1:5, which tells us, if any one of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God. It's a powerful reminder that we don't have to search for signs from the dead when we can seek guidance from our living God. In my case, I certainly lack wisdom in what I was truly seeking. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing unusual about wanting to feel close to a loved one who's passed. So if you ever found yourself looking for a sign from someone who's passed, I understand. But remember, you don't need to chase after messages from the other side. In times of loss, it's easy to search for signs. But Proverbs 3:5 reminds us, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. True peace comes from resting in his guidance rather than seeking answers elsewhere. Looking back on my journey through grief, music played a huge role in my healing. The song, Psalm 23, I Am Not Alone, comforted me deeply. Lines like, your spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace, reminded me that even in sorrow, I wasn't alone. God's peace was with me. And with the line, he's my comfort, always holds me close, I saw I didn't need to search for signs from my brother to feel close to him. I found divine support was already right there with me. I also purchased a memory stone to honor my brother, inscribed with, like strong roots and sheltering branches, his love is with us still. It's a small reminder of his enduring love. If you're in a similar place of grief, I invite you to explore music that uplifts your spirit and brings you peace. Music can be a powerful companion during difficult times. Let God's presence be felt in those moments. As Psalm 22:3 says, he inhabits our praises. Now let's dive into 6 practical ways to cope with loss that you or someone you know might find helpful. Number 1, acknowledge your feelings. Allow yourself to feel whatever emotions come up, sadness, anger, confusion. It's all part of the process. Grief doesn't follow a schedule, and there's no right or wrong way to go through it. Number 2, connect with others. Don't go solo. Reach out to friends or family, or consider joining a support group. Even just talking can ease the weight a little. Remember, you don't have to carry it all by yourself. Number 3, get creative to express yourself. Sometimes it's easier to let out what you're feeling through something creative, like writing, painting, making a scrapbook, or putting together an uplifting music playlist. These outlets can help release emotions that are hard to put into words. It can be incredibly therapeutic. Number 4, take care of yourself. Make your well-being a priority, whether it's going for a walk, meditating, practicing a moment of gratitude, or enjoying a warm bath. This is a time to treat yourself with extra kindness and compassion. Number 5, honor their memory. Find a special way to remember your loved one, whether it's buying a commemorative garden stone like I did, planting a tree, lighting a candle, or keeping a memory box. These small acts can bring comfort and help you feel connected to their memory. 6, seek professional help. Sometimes talking to a therapist can provide the guidance and support you really need to navigate your grief. By incorporating these coping strategies, you can navigate your grief journey in a meaningful and healthy way. Just remember, it's okay to seek help and lean on others. And while today's message is both serious and a little lighthearted, I want you to know if you're grieving for the loss of someone and are having a tough time, I get it. My heart goes out to you. I want to personally pray for you and, if you like, with you. Or maybe you just need someone to listen to you. I remember after my brother passed, I had some other issues in my life that all seemed to catapult or avalanche at once. It was a rough time. I was not only sharing with my friends, but calling prayer lines, crisis lines, warm lines, and I just needed to share what was on my heart and mind. That was only for a season, and I developed a support team that helped me during that time of grief. So I get it. It can be so hard. I want to emphasize that while seeking guidance from God is essential, you don't have to go through this alone. I want to be your ear for a moment or pray for you or with you. If you're feeling overwhelmed, reach out to me at the contact link at blessedbeyondhersutism.com. That's blessedbeyond, HIRSUTISM.com. I'm here to connect with you, pray for you, or if you prefer, you may submit a prayer request without us making any connection. Thank you for joining me today. And remember, sometimes the best answers to our prayers come in unexpected ways. Until next time, be fearless, be free, And always remember, you are forever loved. Please subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. Leave a rating. It helps more beautiful people like you find the show faster. And if someone came to mind while listening, share this with them. We're all in this together.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear. I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells. I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world. It feels so good. Yeah.